From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Santa Fe, Texas community is grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials now have raised the number of wounded to 13. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School south of the city of Houston. Greg Abbott is the governor of the state of Texas.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
Governor Abbott also said police found explosive devices, including a firebomb at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle as well around the high school where the shooting took place. The Taliban has dismissed concerns its recent battlefield gains in western Afghanistan threaten security of a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline being laid through the area to link Central and South Asia. The project, known as TAPI, is planned to move natural gas from the world's fourth largest reserves in Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to the growing economies of Pakistan and India. Earlier this week, Taliban insurgents assaulted a provincial capital and almost came close to overrunning it. Cuba has started 2 days of national mourning. It comes after an airliner crash that took 107 lives. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in hospital. Investigators found the black box, the recorder at the plane, which could help determine what went wrong. Just after takeoff from Havana, the plane swirled, crashed into flames. This is VOA News. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least 4 people by helicopter. Rescue came a day after the volcano erupted, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. Michelle Coombs is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
Experts say the greatest ongoing hazard stems from the lava flows and the hot toxic gases spewing from open fissures that are close to homes and critical infrastructure. World Health Organization reporting one confirmed case, 14 of 45 cases of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, at least 24 people have died from the disease. Meantime, hygiene education is a high priority, according to UNICEF country representative in the DRC, Gianfranco Rattigliano.
UNICEF's role is the role that we play all the time, in the sense that we take care of water and sanitation. We will have to bring that behavior back in washing hands with chlorine, in taking temperature in schools, in public places, in health centers, everywhere, basically.
The Ebola virus is endemic to Congo, and despite Congo's experience with the disease, the difference between this one and previous outbreaks is the hard-to-reach location. Iraq's Electoral Commission says a bloc led by populist Shiite cleric Mokhtar al-Sadr, who fought U.S. troops during the Iraq War, has won the most seats in Iraq's national parliamentary elections. Al-Sadr did not run for a seat in parliament and could not become prime minister, but as head of the political alliance, he will play a major role in the deal-making that eventually comes up with an Iraqi government. Britain's Prince Harry, who is sixth in line to the throne, and American Meghan Markle have been married at a ceremony in the town of Windsor just outside of London. There were cheers from the crowd as they stepped onto the grounds of the castle's St. George's Chapel. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, conducted the ceremony, proclaimed the royal couple husband and wife. The Most Reverend Michael Curry, the head of the U.S. Episcopalian Church, gave an address. And quoting civil rights leader Martin Luther King, he said, "We must discover the redemptive power of love." Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.